Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Federal District Court judges, which are the lowest judges on the totem pole, they only are supposed to have jurisdiction over their particular area where they're seated. And in many states, for example, there may be two or three or more districts. In a nationwide injunction, the judge says, I'm ordering the government to stop what it's doing, and I'm ordering that happen everywhere across the entire country.
That's a lot of power.
Not just in my jurisdiction.
So this has happened. The president has signed so many different executive orders, but we've seen these nationwide injunctions implemented. How did this get to the Supreme Court?
Well, in this particular case, and a lot of people, I think, were believing that the case today was going to settle the issue of birthright citizenship. Is Trump correct or are the challengers correct? That's not why the case was at the court. What happened was liberals filed suits, lawsuits against Trump's executive order in several different states, Washington, Maryland, Massachusetts, and judges in each of those states issued injunctions saying, yeah, you can't enforce this executive order. So what the Trump administration did is they filed an emergency request with the U.S. Supreme Court, not to decide the underlying issue, but to stop or stay portions of those injunctions. And they didn't even ask for a complete stay. What they simply asked for was they said, look, these injunctions should only apply to the named parties in the case. In other words, for example, in one of the cases, I think five pregnant women sued, and yet the judge said, in essence, well, this will apply to all pregnant women everywhere in the country. And what the government is saying is, no, that's wrong. The injunction should only apply to the people who are actually in the case. And that, by the way, is in accord with prior Supreme Court precedent. Anyway, at one point, I think it was Sotomayor was saying, oh, you guys, you, the government, you're violating all these prior Supreme Court precedents. I don't know what she's talking about. That's wrong. It's these judges who are actually violating prior Supreme Court precedents.
So Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now, of course, a legal fellow with Heritage Foundation and an expert there on topics like these. The Supreme Court ruling, you're saying that at the end of this hearing, there's not going to be a definitive ruling on birthright citizenship. Is that correct?
That is exactly right. What's going to happen is the Supreme Court is going to issue an order either allowing the injunctions the way they're issued now to remain in place while these were preliminary injunctions. So there's still going to be a trial. Then it gets up to the courts of appeals before it eventually gets Supreme Court. Or they're going to cut back on the injunctions that have been issued the way the government is asking for it. By the way, Sonia Sotomayor, ever since she's been on the court, she has been the rudest, nastiest justice on the court. When somebody shows up in front of her, either representing the Trump administration or any conservatives, she always asks the nastiest questions.
Really?
And acts as if, and she did it again today to the point where the Chief Justice stopped her because she kept interrupting the lawyer for the Justice Department and wouldn't let him finish answering questions.
But what, I mean, just in that line of information, what happens to an unruly justice?
Well, the only thing that can happen is the Chief Justice steps in and tries to make them behave. And in this case, Sonia Sotomayor, she subsided when Sotomayor was interrupting the answer that the government's lawyer was trying to give, a guy named John Sowers.
Yeah.
And the Chief Justice came in and said, excuse me, but I'd like to hear his answer. So she subsided after that.
Hush, hush. He needs to learn to give those, like, mom church eyes over to the just like, daggers
right.
Over that way. A little bit more on that, just because I'm curious. Can Congress impeach a justice?
Oh, sure. And a very long time ago, at the very beginning of the nation, there was an attempt to impeach a Supreme Court justice. Yeah, everyone who is an officer of the United States in either the judiciary branch or the executive branch can be impeached by Congress.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that that's what needs to happen, but I was just curious where the check and balance was.
Hans, this is Ryan. Yeah. I was listening to Fox News today. They were playing clips from these hearings, and Amy Coney Barrett was one that they were playing, and I listened to it very intently and then came away going, I still have no idea what I just listened to. Thank God we're talking to Hans today. Is there any indication that you got from this hearing of where the justices stand on this issue, or is it just wait and see?
Well, there's no question where the three liberal justices stand. Kagan, Sotomayor, Brown Jackson. They clearly, if they could, I'm sure they would rather not just rule on the procedural question here, but basically rule entirely on the merits of the birthright citizenship case. They're not going to be able to convince, I don't think, the six other justices to do that. But how will they come down on it? I really couldn't tell from the questioning.
And then furthermore, since you mentioned it with the birthright citizenship, is that something that we eventually will get from the Supreme Court, just not now?
Yes, we will. No matter what happens in today's from today's oral arguments, yes, we are going to eventually get a decision. And like I said, the claims by Sotomayor and others that the Supreme Court had already decided this, that is just not true. The most the Supreme Court has ever said on this was more than 100 years ago in a case in which they said that the children of permanent resident aliens are U.S. citizens. But they have never said that the children of illegal aliens are also considered citizens. So like I said, claims to the contrary, that's just not the case.
Hans, the initial intent of this amendment that established this citizenship, can you tell us the history behind why this was needed as an amendment to define this in the amendments? For people who have heard the arguments back and forth, I think that the original intent is an interesting discussion.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right after the Civil War, Congress passed a Civil Rights Act that was intended to make slaves and the children of slaves citizens, because as you'll recall, in one of the most infamous bad decisions of the Supreme Court prior to the Civil War, the Supreme Court had said that slaves could never become citizens. Republicans who controlled Congress during Reconstruction were afraid that, we've done this with a federal law, but that federal law could be overturned. So they passed the 14th Amendment. And the key to it is it doesn't just say you have to be born in the U.S. to be a citizen or naturalized, but it also says you have to be under the complete jurisdiction of the U.S. And that means, according to people who sponsored the amendment at the time, you owe your complete political allegiance to the U.S. government. Children of illegal aliens don't fit that, because, in fact, they are citizens. If two Mexicans are in this country illegally, they're, of course, Mexican citizens. And when their child is born here, that child is also a Mexican citizen. So that child owes their political allegiance to the Mexican government, not the U.S. government. And that's the problem with the claims being made by all these people that we only have birthright. Being born in the U.S. is the only requirement to be a U.S. citizen. It's just not true. Mm.
Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now. So on these two issues, the more current of the issues being the nationwide injunctions that have been implemented, do you feel like the Trump administration has a good shot at winning this case and limiting those injunctions to the districts with which they're ruled?
Yeah, I think they will. Look, it was very unusual for the Supreme Court to take this case. They usually don't have oral arguments after April, and yet they schedule oral arguments on this issue very quickly after this emergency appeal. And I think they realize that whatever decision they make in this case is going to have far-reaching results because of the nationwide injunctions being issued in all of the other cases, on all of the other executive orders that the president has been issuing, which, you know, you mentioned at the beginning of the segment. So, this case is important to the birthright citizenship case, but it's also important to all those other cases that have been occurring all over the country.
Hans, we love talking to you. Thanks for being with us. We know that the Supreme Court season is going to be heating up here very soon, and we will be leaning heavily on you and your expertise. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former FEC commissioner, and author of Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. All right. Wiggins America, when we come back.
Wiggins America, when we come back.
How is it today?
It's full.
Do you do Wiggins America when I'm out and you're me?
No. Ethan has been doing it, and we play the Ethan Open for Wiggins America.
Yeah. And how does Ethan do? Like, because I know how Ethan does when you're gone.
Excellent.
Yes.
I hate to hear that. So when you're gone, mm-hmm. the dynamic is that it's kind of my job to throw Ethan off of his game because he's doing my segment.
So you are trying to make sure he looks bad.
I don't know that I want to make him look bad.
Yes. That's what he's trying to do.
You know, because overall, I want the show to benefit from him not hitting a home run.
The door.
I've never seen
he came in
the
like
studio
Kramer.
Door be thrown open that big. Wiggins America next. And
yes.
at the end of Wiggins America, we'll let Ethan assess how well you did.
Oh, I don't love that.
I do. We'll be right back. I'm the only one of
me. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.